Hey.
Hello, my name is Emmanuel.
Hey, what's up? My name is Michael.
And you are listening to The Class Prefect.
Are you ready?
And, you know, I've been told I look manageable. Like, I'm not ugly. Think like a man, act like a Nigerian. Anyway.
Meow, meow, meow.
The Class Prefect.
Sure. That was such a dead end.
It's okay.
All right. Wait. No, because I was shook that we both said at the same time. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Hello, everyone. Wow. Guys and girls, it's been a long time since you've heard this voice and seen this face, if this video actually ever goes out. But yes, it is Emmanuel again. We're back from The Class Prefects. And if I sound like I'm tired and sleepy, it's because I'm in Lagos and I'm exhausted. But enough about me, guys. How are you doing? It's been, what, 7 months since you heard from us last. But we decided to come back with a Christmas special episode, if this hasn't given it away. We're going to have 5 days, 5 episodes, and we have some special guests joining us today. Mikey, as you can see, is not here. He's traveling again. Hello, Michael. But he will join us via Skype, maybe. But without further ado, this is day one of the 5 days of Christmas special by The Class Prefects. And first of all, we have our first guest who is returning. You will know her from Spagliato fame. Her name is Jay the Explorer, Lady Jay. And she's joining us today after a few months, years away.
Not years,
and,
darling.
Not only is she joining, she's also going to co-host this 5 days with me, or these 5 days with me. So welcome, Lady Jay. It's been a long time.
So
long
much,
time
my
no
love.
See.
Thank you so much.
New
so,
hair.
Yes, new hair, new everything.
New skin, same bank account.
No, darling. Just
at least for me.
Different bank account,
for me,
darling.
It's even less. So donate to us below.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, please. Thank you so much for having
no
me.
No problem. Thank you for
I'm
agreeing.
I'm smiling with your beautiful host, but deep down, I've been kidnapped for the next 5 episodes. So just so you know, please.
That's, you don't know if it's who is listening please. Or if Buhari is listening.
Please.
Boo-boo's
been
not
a bad
been
kidnapped.
Boy. No. Yeah. So she's going to co-host, like I said, and we have 5 episodes, right, covering our 5 favorite things, if
yes.
you will. We'll talk more about that at the end.
So,
but it's ranging from drinks
yeah.
to food. What
yes,
else?
Decorations.
Okay.
We're giving them a recap on our favorite films, songs, and movies of the year.
And of course, fashion. What to
fashion.
Wear.
Fashion. Fashion is a major deal.
Yes, guys. Now, if you watch this show or listen to even one episode, you should know which one we're starting with. We're starting with drinks. Because when life gets hard, you make yourself lemonade. Is that the quote?
Yes, darling.
Okay.
But before we even get into the drinks, can I at least tell them what I've been doing in the, between the last few months?
Oh, well, I thought we needed a drink for that, but
no,
go on.
No, darling, okay. I can tell you.
Okay.
Yes. So, Jay the Explorer has obviously gone through a massive change.
Okay.
The last time you saw me, it was styled by Jay. I was styling your favorite celebrities, movies, presentations and award shows, but like now we've kind of like decided to move gears.
Move.
Yes.
Okay. So now you're doing mainly experiences.
Experiences.
Okay.
If you love adventures, you love to explore, it's Jay the Explorer. The name says it's all. We're here to explore on YouTube, on TikTok, everywhere. We're exploring different crazy activities in Lagos, Nigeria, and all through Nigeria as well.
Okay,
so
yes.
So please stay tuned to that.
And this decoration is for the guys. You know we are a home business. If anything falls, just bear with us.
Please.
And also, if I sound, I have a cold, so I'm really on that. I'm not just joking.
Send
but
him
I'm
love.
I'm powering through to be here. So if you hear me sniffling or anything, please, it's okay. Just close your ears. So, yes, we'll talk about your viral Spagliato video later.
Yes.
But first, I have to introduce our guest, mainly because I want to start drinking.
Of course.
Because we need to.
Please.
So, yes, a good friend of us, the show, even though you've never seen him before, we have Reggie joining us.
Ooh. Hey, guys.
Should appear magically if the editor did his job.
I'm sure he did.
This is the editor right there. Please hold him accountable.
So,
hi, Reggie.
Reggie's
here. And he's here representing his company, Bottoms Up by AR.
Hallelujah.
So welcome, Reggie.
Thank you.
Yes, this
thanks,
is our resident
guys.
Mixologist, creator, you know, to add to your experience from
yes.
Jay the Explorer.
Yes.
So
we actually mixed a few drinks, didn't we, Reggie?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
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 Yo, Yes. If you go on It's Jay the Explorer on TikTok now, you can see the drinks we are about to have.
Every single one. Every single
but
one.
Do it at the end of the episode. Let's Please. Get the play first before you leave.
Yes.
But you can find the full recipes for all the drinks we're going to have today. But first, Reggie, how did you get into the drink making business?
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Okay.
Also,
okay, you know what? Holy and unholy communions are happening here today.
Nevertheless. Never that. Well, it's actually funny because the business is a new business.
Okay, how new?
I started the business 3 months ago.
Okay, yeah.
It's quite new.
No, that's a baby, for sure.
Yeah, a baby, sure. But a very experienced baby.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay. For the longest time, I've always made cocktails. Like, I love...
Friends, I can't testify.
Exactly. I've made cocktails at parties. Everybody, I'm like everybody's go-to guy to make a drink. For the,
Did they book you for Holy Communion?
They don't need him to turn water unholy. Into wine.
No, okay,
For unholy communion.
Unholy
communion.
That's the name of our Christmas party. It's called Unholy Communion. Buy tickets now.
But Reggie, my thing is, like, obviously we've already been mixing drinks all day long on the TikTok, and now we're gonna have drinks here.
Literally all day long.
But I feel like I don't want them to feel like they're not involved.
They're left out.
They're
okay.
left out. So,
how can we invite them in?
Yes. How can we invite them in? How can they drink your drinks? How can they reach you?
Oh, so I see where you're going.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you can reach me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, Reggie for Ali and Bottoms Up by AR. You can find me there.
We'll have all that information. Editor, do your job.
It's gonna be below.
So you can actually order all the drinks we'll make.
All
now,
the drinks we're making today.
And Love. You can drink them as you listen to and watch our Christmas special episodes.
Exactly.
And if you drink them without watching, you will choke. So please watch while you drink.
Not choke.
Some people like to choke, sir, but not the kind of choking you
all
like.
But Can we get
and someone was born on Christmas Day, and to be born,
were
how
they
do
born
you, how
choking?
Do babies arrive?
Oh, okay. Through choking.
Doesn't a hand? There we go.
All right, e choke. Hashtag e choke. All right.
You follow Christmas choke. The Christmas choke. Come
Girl, can
in
we get
December.
To the drinking, please? I'm ready
okay.
to drink.
Yes. No, but so what's the first drink?
So the first drink we're going to be drinking is going to be the Gordon's Dry Gin.
Brambo!
Okay.
Yes!
And this episode is not sponsored by Gordon's, but feel free to tell them that you heard about it here.
Feel
Gordon's.
Free.
So that they can sponsor us. Gordon's!
I'm
please.
Speaking to you guys.
We don't have money, guys.
Sponsor this podcast.
The old Emmanuel is back. Time to beg for money.
Yes.
Yes.
This sponsor this podcast,
coming out
Gordon's.
Of my humble pocket.
Yes.
We're filming in my house.
Oh,
I sleep
God.
On the floor right here.
He doesn't sleep on the floor.
So guys, yes, our cocktails are coming through.
Yay!
But please, like, what was I even saying? I've lost my train of thought.
No, my
the
thing
drinks
is
are
that
here,
the
but
drinks
this is very
here.
Nice.
Yes, stunning. Yeah.
So this is it?
So this is the
stunning.
First drink.
Reggie,
okay,
Reggie,
this is called...
you mixed all of this.
Yes,
okay.
I did.
And if you're wondering why he's not drinking, it's because he already drank his own inside. So this is just for you
it's
all
just
to
for,
view.
Yes.
Cheers. Can I get a cheers? Or
I mean,
no?
I'm waiting for so you'll focus.
When is most cinematic?
So we have
Can
to look
have,
in
yes,
the
eyes. Yes, look in the eyes, if not bad
Look
sex.
In the eyes and cheers.
Look in the eyes and cheers.
So this is a gin brambo.
Yes,
dry
it is.
Gin.
You guys
so
are, actually
like
have a fun
summer.
Fact. I have a fun fact about this.
As Jay the Alcoholic.
Yes, Jay the Explorer, Jay the Alcoholic,
okay.
whatever you want. Like, this is the disgrace that I come to deal with on Class
let's,
Prefect.
So let's focus on the drink.
Neither here nor there.
Okay.
So let me tell you something about this Gordon's Gin Brambo. So this drink actually was discovered in the 1800s, okay? And the guy who discovered it, he has the best name possible, Dick Bransell.
Uh-oh.
Yes. He's the one who discovered this drink. And he was just trying to find something that will be balanced between people who like sweet drinks and sour drinks. So he made this drink. And the sweet part is the liqueur.
The liqueur.
Liqueur.
Okay.
Yes, we have Reggie telling
the
us
blackberry
liqueur. That's how they pronounce it.
Blackberry liqueur.
Blackberry liqueur. Anyways, the liqueur. So the blackberry liqueur is the sweet part, and then the lemon is the sour, like
tangy
part of all of those things. So they mix both together and it balances out quite perfectly.
Okay.
So you've had a sip already without
really
me.
Good, like,
so how did it taste?
Oh, I wasn't supposed to wait.
No, just and I'm just saying.
No,
you
it's
can
Christmas,
do
it's Christmas,
want.
It's Christmas. So This is really good. I can see why everybody wanted some of that D. Because this drink was very well made.
And I think people also called him the Big D in his town in London.
Called him?
Yes, Big D. The Dick Branswell that created it, they called him the Big D. Before he created it, he was called Small D, but after he was called Big D.
The Big D.
So, well, like, can we cheers to Big D?
Seeing as it's the best day.
Cheers to Big D.
It's the best day of the Big G or D. So let's bring our jokes back.
Okay, all right. All right.
Well, guys, so this is a really good, nice drink. And it even feels a bit summery, even.
It is. It's so light and refreshing.
Yeah, so I like it's like a gin and tonic, but like sweeter.
And fruitier. Yeah.
I just feel loosened up. I'm ready.
Taste the rainbow.
Whatever you want to talk about, let's get into it.
Like, it's not that kind of podcast.
Girl.
So, okay. Do we have to finish this before we go to the next one?
No.
Or should we just chat?
We can sip on this. So, please, enjoy it. Bottoms up by AR.
Yes. Bottoms up.
So,
we stop when we've had bottoms up.
Guys, we all live in Nigeria. We've all been in Nigeria. And I think, not to start the episode on a downer, Sha, this year has been pretty rough. And we always start the episodes with a high and low kind of thing, right? But since you haven't seen us in a long time, we're just going to kind of like a high and low recap of just generally. And I think we have a collective... A collective one, all of us that live here, we can start with is the exchange rate.
Girl.
I don't know if you've gone shopping for anything from butter to cereal to even like gala.
To alcohol.
You guys, even fruits. No, see, before we even go to like major products,
expenses,
let's talk about the small ones that you can just stroll down to your malam on your street to be like, oh, can I get oranges or lemons or watermelon? Mm. Like everything has increased in price times two. And my malam is telling me, is the dollar rate?
What does your dollar have to do with your lemon?
At this point, I don't even want it. To be fair, like people ask that question and I don't want to get into it because it's like an economical thing.
It just summarize.
No,
Mr.
but
Uche
best believe
be
that.
Proud.
Best believe. No, he's sick because Mr. Uche was my teacher.
He was a secondary school economics teacher.
He was also my class teacher. And because of that, I chose to drop economics. But that's neither here nor there. I studied in university. But the point is that, like, the economics of it is that it's a circular
other
flow
things
of
are
income.
Increasing.
Exactly.
Like, rent is getting higher.
Thank you.
Fuel is higher.
Once the dollar goes up, every little thing changes. Even the malams. Like bus ride from
it's
his house to his shopping, everything is expensive. So they just add it to even transporting those watermelons from mile 12 market to his own market is crazy. So that dollar exchange rate is crazy, honestly. Yeah, okay. That's definitely
even
a
down
deal.
To like you. People wonder why eggs get so expensive.
The
chicken, the feed that you feed the chicken, it goes up with dollars.
It's
so
not
the
like the chicken
up
is
and
going to start giving us less eggs because you hear that the dollar chicken. Oh,
like,
I was laying 10 eggs now, but the dollar is now higher. 5 eggs I will lay today. No, but the feed that you give them, every little circular flow of income is what it is, but it's just ridiculous, but it's what it is. It's sad, honestly.
Something else that I guess doesn't feed from high prices, but like traffic. In Lagos especially, like, if you live in Lagos, even before Christmas, it was bad.
I hope you heard that collective sigh. We all sighed collectively, the first thing in unison today.
I really don't know what's going on because it's like, I think the first thing is too many of you are moving to Lagos. Please stay in your state of origin. There's no walk, there's no water, there's no fuel. The streets are dirty.
Yeah.
Just stay in your
gutters
state of origin.
Gutters are nasty,
please.
They're minging.
It smells.
And my own thing is that, like, I can't wait to the point where other states in Nigeria realize that Lagos is not that golden state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can actually find stuff within your states, like... A lot of states in the east that have tin,
rock
that have
climbing,
coal.
Oh.
They have exactly. Even in the north,
I'm
saying the tin and coal are
will help fuel the economy of your
states. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, forget this whole entertainment in Lagos because if you think about it, what is the raw material that we have here in Lagos?
Traffic.
We get from. Not traffic in the room. No. Because Mr. Uche is on his way to he's ready to put you in jail, in a jail cell. But my point is that, like, other states have lots more to deal with. Mm. And if they continue on that way, like, even cocoa, different things like that, coconuts, you can have that farming and agricultural experience, build your state. There's no need for people to be rushing to Lagos based on, is there a better life? What's the better life here? Mm. Sleeping in a room with 17 other people? Is that the better life?
Okay, right. Well, I finished my drink. Sorry to interrupt you. So this is getting heavy. So I think, Reggie, it's time for drink
number two.
So, guys, by the magic of TV, before we go into our first high, Reggie has got our second cocktail. Tell us about this.
So that's actually the spiced hot chocolate. Very easy to make.
Well, my spice gone.
But can I just say that if you have kids, don't put this near the kids.
Okay. It is not actual hot
just
chocolate.
Just saying. Because
they'll start seeing that Trix rabbit. That Trix rabbit. Are for kids.
Nobody needs the Trix rabbit.
Where's Captain Crunch?
All night long.
So what's the base of this drink? This looks like a Milo spike, like Milo.
Yes, it's actually hot chocolate. It's actually so easy to make. It's hot chocolate and spiced rum.
And you can probably use Milo as well.
You can use Milo.
Milo, call us for an endorsement. So are we cheersing?
Yeah.
So that we don't perish.
That forceful.
Yes. So let's taste this. Abby, okay, she's already. No, you beat me to the punch.
No.
Well, this is unique.
Well, let me taste.
So I'm a chocolate person, and there's a cinnamon stick in here too. So I'm enjoying what I'm getting.
Yeah.
But if you're not a chocolatier, this might not be the one.
This might not be the one for you. But let me tell you something. That rum inside
it's
there
kicking somewhere.
Will kick you.
It's rumming.
It's rumming.
All right.
It's rumming.
Oh, guys, yes. Yeah. So this while we're sipping on this drink, we're going to talk about a high finally. So June, do you have some? Well, June or Reggie or both?
Oh,
what has gone well this year for you?
It's going to be personal, though.
No problem.
So 2022 was obviously coming off of 2021, but 2021, I left my job. Mm. I felt like I was not appreciated at that job. I felt like I was giving too much, and I was earning too little. Mm. That was neither here nor there, but I just said to myself, it's time to make a change. But for the whole of the other half of 2021, I felt really like sad because I wasn't sure of my decision because I didn't get anything to show me that, okay, you know what? You made the right decision. Mm. Maybe I was waiting for that thing to tell me that I made the right decision, but it was always deep within me because the next year, which is 2022, a day after my birthday, I got a new job.
Yes. Can you see how that's called? What's it called? Alignment.
In my old job, I was doing four different tasks.
I'm paying for one. Do we want to expose the... No? Okay, we'll do that tomorrow. So...
But, all in all, for those four different jobs, they were paying me for only one job. I then got hired by a company that hired me for one job and was paying me for all four. I was earning more than the other job and I was earning dollars. Dollars.
Please donate some to us. So shukran, link below always.
Don't worry, we'll talk about that.
See the earring you're wearing, Seth.
Not the earrings, darling. This is from Miss K Boutique. Hello.
No plug, no pay. No plug.
Please sponsor this podcast. Miss K Men, Miss K Boutique, everything here. That was a personal high because I then discovered that with everything that I have going on, I shouldn't limit myself to what I see in front of me, even things that I believe I can push for that. Okay. And I did get that, and I'm so happy right now.
That's amazing.
We're going to... Reggie, do you have anything to add?
My personal high for this year was my business, definitely. It was a friend that actually pushed me into going into it, and I'm so grateful for him. Till today, it was funny how it just blew up. I've gotten so many jobs from that first day and that first event that we decided to do. We do an event every month, and
there's one that's coming up in a few days.
I will be there.
Y'all have to come there.
The barbecue and also barbecue.
With these earrings on,
my personal high, which is Manny Streets, being
taking
off. Yeah. We'll also be at the thing.
We'll also be at the barbecue too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there'll be information below. So that was my high. If you didn't catch it, my baking business, guys, now has a name, and we are selling things. Lemon cake is now the best seller, so you can order. And maybe we'll give you a discount if you mention Class Prefix. Maybe. Just know. We never know. We'll try and find out. But we have a big sale / cookout in Agungi, which will be next week.
So
that's we'll post the information
we'll post
on that page.
Just it's going to be good food.
But can I just say that everybody here, like Reggie, Manny, myself, the main undertone is that we finally just decided to believe in ourselves.
Yes.
And step out and do something that we would not have done, before. And we had friends that were pushing us like, oh, you can do this, you can do that. By all means, do that. So we now have like businesses on the side.
Sure do.
Even in a tough economy where the dollar is raising and rising up.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's about finding what it is that you do best and pushing forth with that.
Exactly.
So I'm actually very happy to hear that. Yes. That's one common undertone in all our stories.
And with that undertone and overtone, we are finding this is the end of episode one, guys. We wanted to keep it short and sweet, but come back tomorrow at the same time for day two of the 5 days of Christmas. Reggie, do you want to add anything? Cookout. Order from bottoms up, and that's it. Anything else to add?
But I just feel like Reggie's last thing needs to be the. Like, I mean, we've had.
We need to end the episode.
Gordon's Gin Bramble, wonderful. Spiced hot chocolate, wonderful. But oh, the festive one, drink, yes.
You know what? Let's get one more drink. Jonas persuaded me, one more drink. So, guys, magic, by the magic of TV and the internet and the grace of God, we have added our final drink. There's a story behind this drink I'll tell you later. It almost did not come to be.
But it's stunning.
Yeah, stunning. So this is...
This is called
eggnog.
The eggnog. Right? Christmas cocktails without eggnog. Yes, it's the most popular and most festive.
This last drink.
He pushed us through.
Okay. This eggnog
is the reason for the season.
Yes, it sure is. The color looks nice, the texture, and also eggnog is something that's not very common in Nigeria. So
it's not.
Bottoms Up by AR is where to order your eggnog from.
Yeah, because obviously, if you know, you know. The girls who get it, get it. The girls who don't.
I've drank before you this time.
The girls who don't have any sort of decor.
No, this is taking me back to my childhood.
Right.
I mean, not that I used to drink. Childhood textures might not
be everything. you had it here first.
Exactly.
It's giving like Bailey's and like the pieces of shaved chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah. You know, eggnog is made with two different kinds of alcohol. Mm. That's double brandy chocolate. And rum.
And rum!
Is it a chocolate or cinnamon stick?
It's the cinnamon stick. Cinnamon stick garnish.
If you like your Long Island iced tea.
It's not a Long Island.
I know, but I'm just telling them, if you like the Long Island because it has a mix of alcoholic beverages, eggnog is that one. But guess what? Yeah. You get the same buzz without the headache.
Yeah. Because, you add protein,
yes,
the
egg. Like it's adding to your healthy
fats
nutrients.
My gym bros.
Five a day, like whatever you want. But this eggnog is everything. Like
I can tell,
has already finished.
My nose is gone.
Got you. No, that's it.
No, but as you can tell,
bottoms
like,
up
I've
by
been,
AR.
I've been the first to finish all the three drinks. I'm going through a lot, guys. But all these three drinks, as I said, will be fully listed on It's Jade the Explorer on TikTok. Yes. And we'll share a link to that. But I've greatly enjoyed these three drinks, Reggie. And thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much for having me.
Guys, this is day one. As you can see, the chaos has not left. We're still chaotic.
But at least we're on a high.
We're climbing the mountain. We start low and we go high.
My spirit is just
like,
so low.
Like
right
Michelle
now.
Said. So, guys, the high is that you have four more days of this. This is one of five. This is just 20% of what we have for you. Right? This is just the tip. If we say so ourselves.
Okay.
But
Dick Branswell, the tip.
That's can you see
I'm
that?
I'm just saying.
I mean media and film. So yes. So join us tomorrow, the day after that, Christmas Day, the day after that, Boxing Day, and for episode 5, the last day on the 27th. And we're going to just have fun and relax. It's been a stressful year.
Look.
We're happy to be back on air. Yes. Finally to talk to you guys. We've been away for almost 7-8 months. And we also have a live show next year. So keep track. If you know our live show schedule, you know where it is and when it is. In February. But we'll get more information later. But guys, enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy your drinks. Make them, order them. If you can't make them, even if you can make them, still order them. Support a growing business.
Support.
And we will see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.